This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 4, Episode 64, as I am ripping solo. Andy unfortunately had to work tonight, so I am covering for him. It is, we are a few days away from the Stanley Cup Final featuring the Vegas Golden Knights against the Florida Panthers. That's pretty exciting. I think the hockey world has a little buzz around it, thinking that, you know, one of these two teams is going to win their first Stanley Cup. I think that's exciting. I think clearly the fan favorite is the Florida Panthers, certainly a team that I will be rooting for. Other than that, I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think both these teams are going to be running into a team that has been super hot, and it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top. And not just, you know, the whole series, but each game as it progresses, you know, what's going to give? You know, the Florida Panthers seem like the immovable object, and the Vegas Golden Knights seem like they can't be stopped. So, you know, it's the old cliche there. Personally, I kind of like the Vegas Golden Knights. They have home ice advantage. I think that'll play a huge factor if it goes to a game seven. I think they're a little bit more comfortable there. And the Vegas Golden Knights, you know, I think have been tested a little bit more each series that they, you know, have had to overcome. I think they've been tested a little bit more. I think the Florida Panthers, if you look at their path, I feel like they haven't really had to, you know, compete in a long time. And I would say that the Boston Bruins series, gave them a whole bunch of confidence, and, you know, hopefully, you know, for the Florida Panthers, that can carry them through the Stanley Cup. But it's going to be tough because Vegas, I think, is unlike any team that they've had to face so far. Whereas I think the Vegas Golden Knights had to play similar teams. You know, I think the Dallas Stars are a very talented team. They unfortunately were not able to, compete and match the Vegas Golden Knights' depth and just ability to take over games. And they just have it all right now. They're really clicking. And, but so are the Florida Panthers. You know, you could say the same thing that they've just dismantled their competition because they've been so good. They've been so clutch. And, you know, I spoke last podcast that I was on. I know I wasn't on the last one. Andy ripped a solo. But I said, you know, the Florida Panthers, you know, are just always find ways to win. They're so even keeled. Even if they fall a goal or two behind, you always feel like they're going to get, they're going to get back into it. And yeah, it's just, it's just going to be one of those things where, something's going to have to give. And this is the beauty of playoff hockey. This is what you want out of a Stanley Cup final. You want two teams that are really feeling themselves. You want two teams that have gamers on both sides. Eichel, you know, versus Tkachuk, just an awesome matchup in terms of guys who just are acting gutless, feeling that this is going to be their year. For the Florida Panthers, I think you got to look at their depth, their goaltending. I feel like that needs to stay hot, and I think Vegas can overcome that. Emotionally, obviously, I told you I want Florida to win. Looking at this series, I think Vegas overall is a better team, but that doesn't mean shit. I mean, you know, Boston was better than Florida for sure. Historically, they were better than every team ever that's ever played the game. So. And that didn't do anything for them. I think if you look out west, I did think, you know, Vegas man for man is just as good as anybody out there. They just never got the respect because everybody just bows down to McDavid. And, you know, you just saw how, you know, the lack of depth and just the reliance on Draisaitl and McDavid, they weren't able to, you know, reach a Stanley Cup. Whereas Vegas, you know, they can run the four lines, they have solid defense, and their goaltending has been stellar. You know, all the big question marks having going into this season were pretty much answered. And, you know, Eichel has lived up to his expectations as a Vegas Golden Knight. And here they are in a Stanley Cup final cruising along. And, you know, I think you know, Eichel and Tkachuk are the two players that if you came into the playoffs and you picked, you know, two guys that had pressure on them to really perform, I think these two are it. You know, Vagel as a combination between Vegas and Eichel. Eichel, you know, leaving Buffalo the way he did and, you know, kind of pushing his way out, go to the Vegas Golden Knights. I think there was pressure on him to be like, listen, you had your opportunity in Buffalo. It didn't work out. You cried a river and now you got yourself moved. Now it's time to put up or shut up. And he's doing it. He's actually doing it. And Tkachuk, you could say the same thing, you know, wasn't interested in his time. Wasn't interested in continuing his time in Calgary, was a great player there. That team kind of just fell apart. And, you know, I think people were like, you know, I don't know what Matthew Tkachuk is going to bring. The Florida Panthers are failing, you know, not meeting their expectations during the regular season. And you know, calling a spade here is that, you know, the only reason the Florida Panthers made the playoffs was because the Pittsburgh Penguins couldn't get the job done against a bottom feeding Chicago Blackhawk team. So, yeah, it's pretty wild how, you know, all these narratives kind of are intertwined. And, you know, here we are talking about the Vegas Golden Knights and Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup final. You know, as for anybody who, you know, wants the Vegas Golden Knights to win, I kind of scratch my head. It's like at the same, listen, there's no real reason to want to, unless you're an actual Golden Knights fan and from Vegas or have some sort of family member on the team or associated with the team, or even if you went to, you know, West Point and you like the ties, but even both teams actually have ties to West Point. But, you know, it's just, I don't know what you're thinking wanting Vegas to win. They're a new team. They haven't deserved a Stanley Cup yet. They haven't deserved winning. They didn't have to go through the pits and the stress and the gut wrenching feeling of losing year after year. They just have never had to go through the highs and the lows. And, you know, I don't know. I just feel like you got to earn your stripes a little bit here, and they haven't done that. So that's my feeling about the Vegas Golden Knights. The Florida Panthers have been around a while. They've had, you know, some success. As of recent, they've been, you know, a really good regular season team. They just never have been able to get the job done in the playoffs. And, you know, you look at last year being the President's Trophy winner, that's just a curse in itself. And, you know, they were, you know, they failed miserably. But, you know, this is a totally different team. This team feels different. They're led by an amazing player in Matthew Tkachuk. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that transformed this team, this organization. I think he's transforming the game down in Florida. If you can't get hyped around this player, hockey's just not for you. I mean, this kid is a gamer. He shows up. He's scoring game-winning goals. He's scoring overtime goals. He's just getting the job done up and down the ice. You know, he's just a flashy player on and off the ice, not just a skill set, but just, you know, the way he competes and takes over shifts and wins puck battles and makes plays and is unselfish when he needs to be unselfish and knows when to take it to the net when it needs to be all him. And it's just a perfect playoff player right now. Just, you know, hats off to him. It's just unbelievable what he's been able to do. And, you know, the supporting cast around him have been stellar, exactly what the Florida Panthers need. And listen, if you're going to get a guy as clutch as Tkachuk, your other players really don't have to, they just have to, you know, hold their ground and just keep it even, you know, go, you know, play the whole game 5-on-5-0, you know, and win special teams. Let Matthew Tkachuk get it to overtime and let him be, you know, score the game winning goal or make the game winning assist. You know, it's just one of those, you know, one of those, you know, series where you're really going to have to see, you know, which superstar steps up. Fortunately, I think for us fans, I think both of these players are going to be willing to step up. I think we're going to have some highlight reel finishes here to some of these games. I hope they're tighter. I don't want, you know, 4-1 blowouts, you know, where a team's up 3-0 after the first period and then it's just even hockey the rest of the way because the team is just kind of trapping and limiting the team's opportunities. I don't want that to happen. Give me overtime. Give me, you know, 3-3 games, you know, and going into overtime, 4-4 games. I want high scoring. I want, you know, I want these guys to be, you know, the highlight, the focus of the series. It doesn't mean I, you know, hate the goaltending. It's just, you know, the goaltending is just not sexy. You know, if we have the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Florida Panthers, we don't need to see a fucking defensive series. We want to see goals. We want to see overtime. We want to see, you know, just, you know, emotion. We want to see fucking compete levels at the, you know, at the top. You know, it just, this is what the fucking playoffs are made of. And, you know, I'm just happy that these two teams are being led by guys that just almost seem to have the refuse to lose attitude. And, you know, something's going to have to give. You know, you got 7 games to prove yourselves. Just win 4. Like I said, I do like Vegas. I think they're just a more complete team. I don't know the Vegas odds. Let's check that out right now. Vegas Golden Knights -125 to win the playoff series. I kind of like that. I like those odds. -125 is really, really, really good. You feel like, you know, obviously the people that don't know gambling, if you're -125, it means you have to bet $125 to win 100. The Florida Panthers are +105. So if you bet $100 on the Florida Panthers, you win $105. So, let's see, any player props here? Matthew Tkachuk to record 2+ assists in any game is -250. A little steep. Jack Eichel to record 2+ assists in any game is -150. That's not bad. Going down the line here. Let's see. I don't see anything really worth. William Karlsson to score 2+ goals in any game is +400. That's pretty juicy. I like that. Anthony Duclair to score 2+ goals in any game, +475. No thanks. I mean, I like him to score a goal, but here we go. Jack Eichel to score a hat trick in any game, +1,000. You know, I do like that. I like that. +1,000. Jesus. Matthew Tkachuk to score 3+ goals in any game. Matthew Tkachuk to score 3+ goals in any game is +800. So they think Tkachuk will score a hat trick more often than Jack Eichel. I don't know about that. Yeah, I like that Jack Eichel and score a hat trick +1,000. You know, even just throw $10 on that. You know, potential to win $1,000. I wonder. Let's see, player prop, shots on goal, team totals. Let's try team totals. Florida Panthers, this is for the game on Saturday. The over-under for Florida Panthers, them to score 2.5 goals is +100. Oh, that's under. Never mind. -140 for the over 2.5. Anyway, enough with the I can look at this all night. But yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a fun series. I think hopefully it's high scoring. We deserve that as hockey fans. And, you know, I think if you're a Florida Panther fan or, you know, Vegas Golden Knight fan, you know, you should be proud of where your teams are, especially, you know, this was a series or, you know, a playoff series where, you know, going into it, you don't know what to expect. You know, you've gotten, I feel like both of these teams have cruised, you know, with zero doubt, really, till this point. And, you know, and here they are matching up against each other. So it'll be fun.
Light the lamp during the hockey playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can make a $5 bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can check lines and odds for upcoming games at the DraftKings Sportsbook app and pick the bet that fits you best. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. New customers can make a $5 hockey playoff bet and score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, in Kansas. 21 plus most in eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for offer details. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
Let's talk about the Rangers next. There's some, you know, non-Ranger stuff that we can talk about too. But you know, first, okay, the Rangers acquire a fifth round pick in the 2023 NHL entry draft. They traded Jaden Grubby, I don't know, to the Edmonton Oilers for a 2023 fifth round pick. New York Rangers getting another pick in this draft. I don't know if that's going to be bunched up. So they have five selections in the upcoming draft. Their own first round pick, Colorado's third round pick, Edmonton's fifth round pick, their own sixth round pick, and Winnipeg's sixth round pick. So, you know, I think maybe you'll see some sell-offs of some of these players' rights if the Rangers want to continue to acquire draft capital and maybe move up into the second round if they see a player that they like. Anyway, into the real news, the real buzz is obviously Peter Laviolette. Seems to be a shoo-in for the New York Rangers' next head coach. Listen, I'm not for this, but if there was a guy from that, you feel like that old regime, you know, a coach that's been around for, you know, 20 years, 20 plus years, I guess this is the guy you'd want. I feel like he's a barker. He'll have a little bit of a system, but he also has the respect of his team, you know, being what he is and his pedigree. You know, you can't necessarily, you know, I know he's only won one Stanley Cup and it was fucking 15 longer than that, you know, 18 years ago or whatever, 2005, 2006 with the Carolina Hurricanes. He coached the New York Islanders, 2001, 2002, made playoffs both years. And that's the only team he's never been to a Stanley Cup final until he started coaching the Washington Capitals a few years ago. So, I mean, my thoughts overall about him as a coach is that, listen, he's a bona fide NHL coach. He knows what it takes to coach at this level. He's seen it all. He's been there. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won playoff rounds. He makes the playoffs. It's his expectation that his teams make the playoffs. I think if you look at, you know, what he's done over the last, you know, few years, you know, in Washington, I think it's kind of tough. I think everybody knows that Washington is now a team focused on almost rebuilding on the fly and getting Ovechkin the goal record. I think that's their focus. You know, unfortunately, if you're a fan and you want another cup, I don't think that's going to happen unless they really look to revamp. You know, Washington obviously missing the playoffs this year sucks. They went 35-37, you know, but again, Ovechkin was out for a lot of that. Their offense was just abysmal without him. And I think, you know, if you look at the Washington Capitals roster, it's just, they're too old. They need some youth in there. They need some, you know, next gen players to step up and kind of be the leaders on the team. It can't be all Ovechkin as he gets older. Listen, he's chasing a record that no other, you know, NHL player can fathom, you know, the all-time goal record that everyone thought was unbreakable. He's legit chasing it, and he will probably break it. And, you know, that's his focus right now. He won his Stanley Cup. You know, he holds every other freaking record that, you know, for the Capitals. So, you know, for him, he just needs to, you know, for the Washington Capitals, their focus is not the playoffs. They made it 2 out of 3 years. They didn't make it this year, obviously. But, you know, they made it in the shortened season, lost in round one. They made it the following year at 44-26. They lost in the first round. And, you know, it just is what it is for Laviolette. Nashville Predators, obviously he was their coach for a while, made the playoffs almost every year, COVID year, they technically didn't. They were 19-15, so I don't know if they count that as, I don't know, the 19-20 years, just we won't count that. But he made the playoffs every year with the Nashville Predators. You know, lost in the finals, won a couple rounds. Excuse me, other years. Yawn fest. And, you know, again, Philadelphia Flyers and the Carolina Hurricanes. He coached those, you know, took the Flyers, obviously, to lost to the Chicago Blackhawks in that finals. And missed the playoffs 1 year. It's just really, you know, his pedigree is there. I don't know if this is what the Rangers need. You know, he's 58 years old. I felt like the Rangers could have used a guy who's, you know, 40, 45 years old, young, just, you know, full of energy. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the Rangers need. I don't know what I need as a fan. All I know is that I didn't really want people from this old regime, and we got, and it looks like we're going to get one. But like I said, he's probably my favorite out of all those coaches, but it just sucks. It really just does suck that, you know, a team like the fucking Nashville Predators now have Trotz as their fucking GM president and have Andrew Brunette as their fucking head coach. You know, the assistant coach of the New Jersey Devils that I wanted so desperately, he takes the job in Nashville. And honestly, good for him. You know, they have the best of both worlds. They have Trotz kind of overseeing this team, and they have a coach who's a fucking hell of a coach, you know, coaching, you know, being behind the bench. And it's just one of those perfect situations that if you're a Nashville Predator fan, it won't get any better than this. Trust me, it won't get any better than this. You know, especially with Trotz, you know, steering the ship and you know, going to build his hockey team. I'd be excited if I'm a Nashville Predators fan. It's just so infuriating that the Rangers didn't get him. He was my pick. He was my number one guy. But like I said, it's just, you know, it's just so frustrating being a Rangers fan sometimes, because you really feel like the coaching was the big change that could really turn this fucking team around. And I'm not saying that there's no other coach that is capable of doing it. Hell, I mean, Laviolette could absolutely do it. But the thing is, I don't have faith in these guys. I don't have faith in them, you know? When's the last time any of these fucking old schmucks, you know, won a fucking Stanley Cup, you know? You know, besides, like, obviously Trotz is a different breed. But, like, you know, you look at the teams, you're just like, I don't know. You have Cassidy over in Vegas. You got fucking, what's his name? From Winnipeg, you know, comes to Florida. You know, they're two, you know, they're on that next generation. You know, they're a little bit younger. They've also been around the block. But, you know, they're young, exciting coaches that have pedigree, know how to coach, you know, superstars. And, you know, fuck, man. I just feel like the Rangers are always fucking missing out. But anyway. You know, and there's still just question marks about the roster. It's like, what the fuck are we going to do? What are we going to do? Like, honestly, what the fuck are we going to do for next year? You know, we have too many players making a ton of money that don't do anything in the playoffs. And it's like, we're fucked. You know, what's Lafreniere's contract going to look like? You know, what the hell is, like, is Barkley, are we going to keep Barkley Goodrow because we literally can't trade him? We might as well. Somewhere, you know, the rumor's saying that a second round pick and Barkley Goodrow just to get rid of the contract. Are you fucking kidding me? A second round pick to get rid of a guy making $3.6 million? That's insane. Just keep him at that point. You know, why are we giving up all this fucking draft capital? You know, if it's a sixth round pick, a fifth round pick, all right, fucking get rid of it. But at the same time, it's like, a second round pick, that's fucking valuable, man. For a team that needs another wave of young guys to step up to the plate, we cannot be giving away second round picks to get rid of fucking players on our roster that we just fucking signed. This is insane. This is insanity. This is not good. This is really, really not good. And the only reason we're getting rid of Barkley Goodrow is because all the fucking schmucks at the top of this, you know, roster on Cap Friendly are making too much money. And they don't do anything. So we're looking for answers, for cheap answers. And we got to, you know, nickel and dime ourselves because all these guys are fucking failures. They're failing us as fans, as, you know, they're failing Drury as a GM. This is bad. This is not good. This is not good. Trouba does not deserve $8 million. I'm sorry. You know, what the hell is Keandre Miller going to make? Miller better sign a three-year deal, a friendly three-year deal. You know, and wait for that fucking Trouba contract to go, and then he can make his $9 million. The honest to God, I really don't know what the hell we're gonna do. You know, is Ben Harper gonna be in this fucking lineup? You know, Lindgren's probably gone, but he only makes $3 million. Like, we're getting rid of guys that make the money that we need to fill in the gaps. That, like, we're gonna just bring in another guy that makes $3 million. Like, don't we realize this? It's like, we're just better off going down. Like, thank God Jimmy Vesey's signed an $800,000 contract. If he made $1 million, he'd be gone. It's like too much. We can't even field a fucking team because of these schmucks. And we think we're going to compete for a Stanley Cup? Listen, our goal next year should be make the playoffs. Stanley Cup, that was for this year. It's gone. It's done. That expectation is fucking so far beyond. Honest to God, like, could you imagine these two teams playing the New York Rangers right now? The Florida Panthers might win every game 60-0. They might score a goal every minute. Matthew Tkachuk would just fucking murder us. Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights would destroy us. These teams are fast. These teams are structured. They have gamers. They get in the fucking corners. They win puck battles. They play with speed. They move the puck. They got skill. They score. They know how to put the fucking puck away. They don't disappear for shifts and games and series at a time. There's none of that. These guys are good. And I just don't see a team led by Artemi Panarin, soft. Mika Zibanejad, soft. Chris Kreider, soft. You know, Filip Hedl, soft. Alexei Lafreniere, irrelevant. Jimmy Vesey, irrelevant. Trouba, irrelevant. Lindgren, gritty, but irrelevant. Schneider, thank God you make $925,000, because you'd be gone too if you made $3 million. Anybody making $3 million, you're gone. We're going to have to fill in all these gaps with all these fucking we're going to literally sell Barclay Goodrow for... We're going to send a second and him to a team. And then we're going to sign a guy who's just as bad for $3 million. So we gave up a second round pick to save ourselves $600K because we were nickel and diming ourselves that much. It's bad. Like, this is bad. You know, this is like when the stock market's just selling off and just everything's dropping. You know, it's bad. It's bad. There's no, you can't spin it any other way. You know, things will eventually get better. Hopefully they will. You know, we see these, you know, if you look on, you know, Cap Friendly, there is hope. You see these contracts end, you know, Trouba, the light's at the end of the tunnel, 25, 26. See ya. I don't really got to deal with you again. You know, Artemi Panarin, 25, 26. See ya. We got $20 million. You know, that's our year. 26-27 season, that is our year. You know, it's Chris Kreider's last year of his contract. We'll have, you know, Vinny Trocheck. We'll have Filip Hedl. We'll have Barclay Goodrow. No Panarin. We can actually sign some fucking gamers. Maybe an Austin Matthews. Hello. We'll have Adam Fox. No Trouba. All right, we have a clean... We'll have Keandre Miller. I'm sure Keandre... Yeah, if he signs one, two... If he signs a three-year deal, we might not have him. But that means he'd probably sign his big boy contract. So we'd have Fox and Miller and probably Schneider as our defense. Those three guys will probably stay. We'll have Igor. We have Kako on our team. We'll have Hedl on our team. We'll have Trocheck, Zibanejad, and that's it. Those are the only players. Lafreniere will be gone. Mott. Yeah. Panarin. Yeah, those players will be gone. Lindgren will be gone. Trouba will be gone. Harper will be gone. Yeah, and then Mikkola obviously is probably gone this year. So, yeah. The state of the New York Rangers, it's not good. But you know what? I don't know. Maybe we'll be like the fucking Florida Panthers, where we suck all year. We barely make the playoffs. We get in because some idiot team loses and takes us out of the draft lottery. And all of a sudden, we're wild card two. We're playing, God, who's going to win next year? Playing the New Jersey Devils in round one. After they score, you know, they rack up a bajillion points. And we beat them. Maybe that's the positive note I'll end this podcast on. That my prediction next year is that we make it in as a wild card two. New Jersey Devils are the number one seed. We make the playoffs. Panarin's hurt. Envision this. Panarin torn ACL in November. Done for the year. Long-term IR. $11 million comes off the books. We bring in just a squad of rough and tough players, fast players that play angry, that play fast, that play mean, win battles, and we win the Stanley Cup. A boy can dream, right? Thanks for listening to my nonsense. I really appreciate it. Andy will be back for next week. For Monday. So everyone, enjoy your weekend. Hope everyone's enjoying their short week. And like I said, we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Boys Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Broadway Boys Pod. And please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or thehockeypodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.